Hello again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Podcasts, where I am here to kind of bring you a little bit of everything as I used that term last time. I didn't like that. But as I interrogate these movies for their plot and content, today I'm going to be talking about another one that's opening up this weekend. But before I want to address that, wow, I appreciate everybody's opinions and stuff, but the amount of people that I have defending what happened at the theater night before last is just astounding. It's like, you can believe what you're going to believe, and I'm going to believe what I'm going to believe, but trying to get me to change my mind with hate is not going to work. So just putting that out there, plain and simple, I'm not going to dwell on that. I am feeling better, if you can't tell. Not as angry as I was. Still a bit perturbed, but I'm not going to let that influence me on this. If anything, when I saw this a couple nights ago as well, I needed a laugh after something like that, and I definitely got it with this. And one of the things I like to say is, if I ever laugh in a horror movie, that's going to kill the score right there. From any possibility of what that score had of being, is completely shot if I laugh even once. And this one had me laughing at multiple times throughout. And I'd be wondering, okay, well, what opened this weekend? The movie Imaginary, Chauncey the Bear. Chauncey the Bear is not part of the movie, but that's the imaginary friend in the movie. But okay, let's really delve into that. What is an imaginary friend? Is it something in our imagination? Is it a spirit? Is it something darker? Did you have an imaginary friend? Did you allow your children or grandchildren to have imaginary friends? What was kind of the rule with that? Where did that play out with your role as a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, cousin, friend, etc.? And like, what happened with your own imaginary friend? If you guys want to ever submit your stories and want me to share and talk about this stuff, I am fully open to that. This one had me laughing at multiple times throughout. Horror movies are not supposed to be comedies, and this was no exception. But in this one, it's a father and a stepmom and two daughters, and they're just trying to start new. The stepmom, the wife, she is a writer and she writes children's books, and it's Molly Millipede and just different adventures. But the one that they kind of start out with is Molly Millipede and the Blue Door. And this Blue Door is very intentional because it plays a big part in this movie, especially even with Chauncey. Now, who is Chauncey? Well, Chauncey is the little teddy bear of... Oh, my brain is going to completely blank on her name, and I cannot believe I'm blanking on that at the moment. Do you ever just do the Alice? Alice is the little girl. And I can't believe I blanked on that. But Chauncey is her teddy bear. And so Chauncey talks to her and tells her to do things. And some of those things are just beyond ridiculous. Other things are like, okay, what's the deal? And as it turns out, she's actually got the Chauncey is actually tied to her stepmom. And that's kind of a whole long story of, if I give too much away, that would be a spoiler. So I won't do that to you. But let's just say there's a lot more to Chauncey than what there seems. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing. This movie is a little bit Amityville horror, a little bit of... I could go into a bunch of different things on where this movie leads to different ideas on that. But one of the other comparisons that I was going to use would kind of almost be a spoiler because the stories are almost identical. So I'm not going to do that, because if I do that, it's going to totally ruin what happens in the movie. And again, no spoilers from me, like, ever on that. But this is just... There's a lot of ties into the stepmom's family as she was growing up, and some things with her dad, and then things with the bio mom of the two girls. So that's kind of tied into that, and mental health professionals and how that all ties in. I'm probably not helping you a whole lot, am I? Probably not. Ultimately, it's not necessarily as cut and dry as it may seem. It's a fun, creepy, predictable date movie aimed at probably college age, young adult age individuals. And it's, I don't know, it's definitely not for everybody. Something like this definitely has a targeted audience, and it's aimed very much at that targeted audience. It doesn't necessarily cross any lines. There's one F-bomb in the entire movie, so I did appreciate that. It's like I'm good at dropping those myself, but I don't like it when they drop those all the times in movies. There's not a lot of cursing in the movie, but there is a lot of intense situations happening in the movie. And so that alone will be the reason I'm giving this a guilty rating. But score-wise, I like I'm gonna take some heat, but this one got knocked down as soon as I was laughing at it during a horror movie. It's not gonna necessarily be easily forgettable, so that kind of gives you an idea of the score range that I'm in on this one. I am just giving imaginary just a 5.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. And you may be thinking, okay, that doesn't sound like it's too harsh, but I mean, it's what for what little they tell, it's told well, but it's very much stretched out. It's very much predictable. Now, if you've seen any of the previews, you know that Chauncey has a scavenger hunt list. If you want to know the items on that scavenger hunt list, just check out the description underneath this podcast because I did list all the things on there. Don't worry, none of those are a spoiler. But again, I could not give this one a better score than that. Like I said, if you're looking for like a fun, creepy date movie that'll have you laughing, this one might meet your expectations for that. But if you wait till it's on video to watch it, or if you just skip it completely, you're honestly not going to be missing a whole lot. It's entertaining, but that's about as far as I can go with it. If you're not into movies such as this that kind of have the whole creep factor, then I wouldn't recommend it. Just like I said, unless it's just it, like I said, it kind of crosses that line into the dark arts a little bit. There is one familiar face from other kind of horror type movies such as this that I almost thought maybe they were going to try to tie it into another popular horror genre, but they didn't, at least not in this one. There is something special right before the credits start, which leads us into the whole idea that this might not be where the story ends. But will this actually continue further than this? I guess we're just gonna have to wait and find out. I will be back Monday, and I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.